Clamp meter techniques for HVAC. Practical clamp meter technique for HVAC. Measuring running amps. Catching inrush / LRA. The wire wrap. Multiplier trick for tiny currents. And using the meter to check a run capacitor's microfarads. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is? A clamp meter is the tool you reach for to answer how hard is this thing working. And is it working at all? It reads current without breaking the circuit. Open the jaws. Clamp around a single conductor. And the meter senses the magnetic field that current produces. Most HVAC clamp meters also do voltage, resistance, capacitance, and temperature, so it's really your primary electrical diagnostic instrument in the field. The whole point is non-invasive current measurement. You don't have to land leads in series or de-energize anything to see amperage. Clamp one wire and read how it works. Current flowing through a wire creates a magnetic field around it. The clamp's jaws form a magnetic core that picks up that field. The meter converts field strength to an amperage reading. The critical rule that trips up apprentices. Clamp one conductor only. If you clamp around both legs of a 240 volts load or the whole cord, the two opposing fields cancel and you read zero or garbage. One wire at a time. For voltage and resistance, the meter uses normal test leads like any multimeter. For capacitance, it puts a small known charge into the cap and measures how it responds. Reading back microfarads, microfarads. Two current modes matter in HVAC. Running amps, RMS. Steady state draw while the load runs. Compare to the nameplate RLA/FLA. Inrush/LRA capture. A max hold or inrush mode grabs the brief surge when a motor or compressor starts. Lock rotor amps. You need the meter to catch that fast spike, so use the inrush function, not a slow average. In the field, common moves. Compressor/motor running amps. Clamp the single common or one leg while it runs. Read steady state. Compare to nameplate RLA. High equals overload / high head / tight bearings. Low equals light load / low charge / electrical fault. Inrush on start. Set inrush / max hold. Then power the load and let the meter capture the start spike. Compare to nameplate LRA. A healthy start spikes high for a fraction of a second and settles. A compressor that sits at LRA and trips is locked or stalled. Tiny currents control wires, inducer, small motors. The multiplier trick. When a current is too small to read accurately, wrap that one conductor through the jaws several times. The meter sees the current multiplied by the number of wraps. Read it, then divide by the number of turns to get the true value. 10 wraps to divide the reading by 10. Great for reading low amp control or igniter circuits. Voltage checks. Supply voltage at the disconnect under load. Watch for sag on start. 24 volts at the control board. Voltage drop across the suspect contactor or connection. Capacitor microfarad test. With the cap discharged and disconnected, use the capacitance microf function across its terminals and compare to the printed reading. This is the real test of a run cap. Far better than it looks fine. Verify the obvious. Confirm the meter reads a known live circuit before trusting a zero. A dead meter reads zero on a live wire and gets people hurt. Normal values and targets. Running amps vs nameplate. A healthy load runs at or below its RLA/FLA. Drawing well over RLA continuously equals overloaded high head, tight bearings, low voltage. Drawing far under equals low load or a problem. Inrush/LRA. Start surge commonly runs roughly 4 to 8 times the running current for a fraction of a second on across-the-line motors. Compare the captured peak to nameplate LRA. Sustained LRA equals locked rotor. Run capacitor tolerance. A run cap should measure within about plus or minus 6% of its printed microf sum rate plus or minus 10%. A 45 microf cap reading 40 microf or 35 microf is weak / failing. Reading near zero is open. A bulged top means replace it regardless. Start capacitor. Much larger microf. Rated with wider tolerance. Reads in the hundreds of microf. Voltage sag on start. A brief dip is normal. A deep, sustained sag points to undersized supply, loose connections, or a hard-starting compressor. Wire wrap multiplier. Reading divided by number of turns equals true amps, e.g. 6.0 amps through 10 wraps equals 0.6 amps actual. Common faults and what they mean. Reads zero on a running load. You clamp two conductors, fields cancel. Clamp one wire only. Or the meter's in the wrong mode. High running amps. High head pressure, dirty condenser. Overcharge. Non-condensables. Failing bearings / locked components, low supply voltage forcing higher current, or a shorting winding, pikes to LRA and trips, locked rotor, failed start components, bad run / start cap, no hard start where needed, or a seized compressor. Capacitor reads low microF, weak cap. Motor draws high amps, runs hot, may not start. Replace with correct microF and voltage rating. Erratic slash unstable amp reading. On inverter equipment, this is normal variable frequency. On standard equipment, suspect a loose connection or intermittent fault. Tech tips and gotchas. One conductor, always. The single most common clamp meter mistake is clamping a two-wire cord and reading zero. Separate the conductor. Use inrush mode for starts, not a slow average. A regular reading misses the LRA spike entirely. Max hold slash inrush captures it. The wire wrap multiplier reads small currents you otherwise can't. Wrap, read, divide by turns. Indispensable for control and igniter circuits. Discharge capacitors before touching them. A charged run slash start cap bites hard. Bleed it through a resistor, not a screwdriver, before the micro F test. Inverter amps drift on purpose. Don't condemn a variable speed compressor because the clamp number won't sit still. Command a known speed or read at steady max. Trust but verify the meter. Prove it reads a known live source before you rely on a zero. Dead batteries make a live wire look safe. Watch for voltage sag under load. Not just open circuit voltage, a connection that reads 240 volts open can collapse under start current. Safety slash code notes. Verify the meter CAT rating matches the circuit. HVAC service is often CAT Roman 3. A mismatched meter can fail dangerously on a fault. Always confirm de-energization with the meter. Test known live, test dead, test known live again before touching conductors and discharge capacitors. Restore overcurrent protection and disconnect means to nameplate NEC Article 440 after any electrical work.